and banking and capital markets expertise, along with a legacy of putting clients' financial well-being first. Learn more at RaymondJames.com.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the MBA program at DeSales University. DeSales MBA program helps you change the trajectory of your career, offering 13 concentration areas with an experienced staff that will guide you through the entire program. The MBA program director and staff will offer a sample class on October 24th at 6 p.m. and will be available to help you design your MBA experience. Learn more at desales.edu/MBA. This is WDIY Allentown, Lehigh Valley Public Radio at 88.1 in Allentown, Bethlehem. We're also on translators 93.9 in East and Phillipsburg and 93.7 in Fogelsville and Trexlertown. Time is coming up to 6 o'clock. It's time for Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Suppose way down deep there are mermaids fast asleep. Well, in Robert Riding's book, you will find out. But wait a minute. I want to wake up those mermaids to tell them about the Easton Book Festival and its many wonders. Book lovers of all age are coming to Easton for this new book festival with its readings, music, spooky spectacles, lively conversations, hands-on bookmaking, artistic performances, open mics, and receptions. It all takes place in more than 25 venues across downtown Easton and in the West Ward and Phillipsburg's Main Street. It's happening at the State Theater, the Siegel Museum, Connections Gallery, the Easton Public Market, and very many more. Created and coordinated and authored by Andy Leites and Rebecca Midgall, co-owners of the Book and Puppet Company and Bookstore, the Easton Book Festival is ready to launch what will become an annual celebration of our literary culture. Participating are more than 203 authors, local and national. The mermaids are planning to attend as well. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned into Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we look forward today in chatting with Andy Leites and Rebecca Midgall, creators ordinaire of the first and enchanting Easton Book Festival in October 25th through the 27th. Thank you for this long-awaited dream of mine and many others in the Valley for a community book festival. Welcome, Andy and Rebecca. And Rebecca, I'm sorry I mispronounced your last name.
Migdal.
Thank you. I transformed the G and the D somehow.
But welcome, and this is so exciting. Are you going to be able to make it through the next 3 days? There's so much going on. We'll make it somehow.
Yeah, well, the house is going to be overrun with our friends and the presenters, but as are the homes of many of the volunteers who are helping to put this together. We're putting up a lot of people.
I was wondering about that. In fact, it's interesting, when we were talking a little bit before we came on the air, I was asking Andy and Rebecca about how another couple might have tested the waters with a smaller festival to start off, but and you said that it was more the response of the community that kind of overwhelmed both of you.
Well, we have friends who donated their services to make a website. It's Application X that's in Phillipsburg, Johnny and Misty Fries, and they put their company at our service, and they created this wonderful website. And one of the things that they did was they put a link to sign up. If you're an author, you could just register. And what shocked us was that the registration started just flowing in. And especially after John Evans of the Greater Lehigh Valley Writers Group told the members of GLIVWIG that they could just register for this festival, every day we were getting 3-4 registrations. And so by about 6 weeks later, we had something like 60 or 70 local authors registered. So the reason that we have 200 authors is because about 60 of them live right in this area and are either self-published or have published with small presses or have published nationally. So there's a lot of local talent who decided to make this festival their own. And Glivwig, by the way, is running an entire educational program for writers and would-be authors at the Northampton Community College campus on South 3rd Street, right in the center of Easton. So 2 days of classes taught by authors for free for anybody who aspires to do their own book. It's really remarkable what happened with the local literary energy that sort of came out. And
wow. That is remarkable, because it's, 220 or more free events, all free for the community.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
And Rebecca, how did this all begin?
Well,
I mean, it's a long story between bookstores in New York and whatever, but how did it all begin? Did you just sit down one day and say, hey, Andy, let's do a book festival?
Well, Andy really is the bookseller in our collaboration. I'm the puppeteer, and I'm also a children's book author and a graphic novelist and writer. So I sort of let Andy decide what he wanted to do as far as the direction of the company, as long as I get to do my puppet shows. I'm
we're
happy.
All right.
And I also do a lot of for example, we have our new sign up today. If anybody drives by the 22 Center Square location, there's a brand new hand-painted sign with a beautiful cutout of the robot mascot, Boingastopheles, was right up there on our book and puppet sign that's on the store now. So I did work on the sign. I'm an artist as well. But Andy basically decided that he wanted to do a book festival pretty early on, and he just started talking about it to anybody who would listen.
But it all started really with one bookstore, right? And now you're three.
Oh, the book and puppet store.
Oh, the store. The bookstore itself?
As opposed to the festival.
To the festival, yes.
They're interchangeable.
they're kind of, yes, they're all part of the same kind of
the
book-y
festival
thing.
Yeah. Is separate, though. We started a new nonprofit organization about 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we set up a separate nonprofit was to provide the opportunity for the community to take ownership of the festival. So there are dozens of people who are involved in running this festival, and it is different from the bookstore. The bookstore is sponsoring the festival in the sense that the bookstore is managing the book sales at all the different venues, and a percentage of sales, at least 20% and maybe more, are going to go to underwrite the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a festival that is subsidized by the book sales, and we are very hopeful that anybody who goes through these programs will buy those authors' books, because they are helping to fund the festival by buying the books.
Excellent. And because they're great books.
Well, they should buy the books because they're great books. That's right.
Yes.
You can get them signed.
Yes.
But yes, if this festival is going to work, then it has to be funded by the book sales. So the bookstore and the book festival are working together, but the book festival is a separate entity.
Okay.
It's an independent
nonprofit.
Thank you
for clarifying that.
Yeah. No, but I had worked on book festivals for years. I ran the children's programming at the Printers Row Book Fair in Chicago from 1988 to 1994. And then I was the bookseller for the children's books at the Brooklyn Book Festival from 2012 to 2017. So I've been through periods in my life where I had a lot to do with festivals. And while I'd never started one myself, I felt that it was something that I might be able to figure out how to do. And this project, this particular festival, is modeled after the Newburyport Literary Festival, which is in a city of about 20,000 people, an hour north of Boston. And so that was something that was started in 2005 when I was running the store at the Eric Carle Museum in Amherst, and I knew the woman who started the Newburyport Literary Festival. So I kind of watched that festival over the years. And when we moved to Easton, it seemed to me like that kind of a setting. It's about 25,000 people in the city. There was a college there. And it's a book festival as opposed to a book fair. There are not book tables in the streets. So you're not going to wander around in the streets shopping at book dealers. And in the future, that is something that we might decide to add. But this is the kind of program where it's all authors and concerts and panel discussions and open mic and so forth. It's all programming and taking place inside of venues. So it's you might say it's one half of its future potential. But it is, you know, we chose October, late October, and it really is a good indoor festival because of that. If it was in the summer, then we could have put some, you know, book selling in the street. But it's going to be exciting as a literary festival.
I would really strongly suggest that our listeners, more than usual, really, more than most events that we might feature on the program, EastonBookFestival.com, because
the options, the diversity of programming is excitingly overwhelming, but amazing. Far more than we're going to be able to review in our short time here on the program today, but in a most exciting way. But could you give our listeners that might not have been to a book festival before, give us a sense of how the diversity of that kind of programming, and from signings to readings to panel discussions?
Well, I think that our book festival that we've been working on is actually pretty unique and uniquely suited to Easton as a locale. We chose to have it right before Halloween, and there's going to be creatures running around in the street, and there's going to be I'm going to be there with my zombie puppet doing comedy. It really is going to be festive, and what I love about it is that unlike a lot of festivals that are literary festivals that focus on just on the stars, we have a place in this festival for anyone who wants to promote their book. And so there's going to be self-published authors. There's going to be everybody gets a chance to read and present their book to the public, and invite your friends to come down and you know, hear you read and see what you're doing. It's really a much more, I think, of a community event than your typical book festival. Okay. So that is the difference between, say, a festival which is all, you know, top literary stars, you know, or in the, you know, the kids are in this tent, you know, and then over here you get, you know, this, you know, I think it's going to be a lot more fun because of that, because people really are going to be engaged, and there's a lot for families to do as well. And I think that that makes it very different, actually.
Well, the self-published author expos are in the First United Church of Christ Social Hall, right at the corner of 3rd Street and Northampton in the center of town. And there will be 40 authors at tables there between 10 and 4. And then the children's self-published authors are in Smartivity's Showcase, which is an arts education and a gallery area right on Center Square also. So there are going to be 50 self-published authors in the two author expos. And then they're going to be, the self-published authors will be reading in settings all around Easton, including the Quadrant Bookmart, Gallery on 4th, Three Birds Coffee House, your CBD store,
The Unbearables are going to be coming from New York.
That's right. We've got a dozen leading iconoclastic poets from the Lower East Side who are going to come in and be presenting at the International Fusionism Museum. We have the artists of the World War III Illustrated Collective doing a slideshow of their several slideshows
in multiple locations, because yes, there's going to be a lot happening, and there's also going to be a series of children's book story times in Spanish
on the Saturday morning at Book and Puppet at 466.
We're having a drag queen story hour.
Drag queen story hours at 22 Center Square, location of Book and Puppet, on Saturday afternoon at the Easton Area Public Library. There'll be a whole series of
The Big Easy Easton Brass is going to be involved
with the Big Nozzle Creatures
with the Big
marching.
Nozzle Creatures marching. Yep.
And you can join the Easton Phillipsburg Parade.
And you can make
in
your
costume.
Own costume.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much going on. I'm going to be there. But did you know that Andy Lates dressed up as a ninja and did chalk drawings on the sidewalks of New York? Or that Rebecca Midgall was performing an artist in New York City and went on to specializing in screenplay and script writing? So stay with us, and we'll find out more about these folks and the Easton Book Festival beginning October 25th. At 11 a.m. at Lindbergh Theater at Lafayette College. We'll be right back after this salient message.
Hello, this is Robert Siegel of NPR News. Public radio thrives on diversity. To succeed in our mission, we need diversity. Our goal is to air different voices and opinions, views you might not have considered, voices that you might not have otherwise heard. WDIY lets people speak for themselves. You can draw your own conclusions. Public radio succeeds with your insights, your feedback, and your support. Please do your part now. Help support WDIY with a generous pledge. Thank you.
We're chatting with Andy Lates and Rebecca Midgall, co-owners of the book and puppet company in Easton, and they are the coordinators and creators of the Easton Book Festival.
Which is, and the community, of course.
Of course, the community.
As we celebrate that. So when we took our break, we were talking about some of the variety of programming. I need to revisit the Big Nazo workshop here. We were talking a little bit about that as well before that we went on air. Could you tell us a little bit about how the community can get involved with making headdresses? Or
well, just to give you an idea about Big Nazo, they're from Providence, Rhode Island. Andy actually has known Erminio for a very long time. It's an award-winning troupe of performers who wear body costumes that they make themselves. Uh-huh. So young people come in, they apprentice. You know, they start out maybe as students who are working in the schools, and they come in, they apprentice, and they become performers. And they go out, they do fairs and festivals as a paying thing, but it's also an educational studio for youth. And it's just been doing incredible work that Erminio has been doing. There's music involved. And
Big Nazo is monsters.
It is basically
gigantic,
aliens,
jiggly monsters, aliens, squids,
Cthulhu type squids.
Yeah, they go marching down the street in
groups. We got to
groups.
Do it with them at the Providence Pride Parade. Okay. We got to be monsters. It was a hard work, just dancing along for all that. But you can't not
inside
dance
a big rubber suit
when you're wearing a giant squid on your head. It's really fun, and they're going to be teaching people to make their own costumes. They have some techniques where you can do it pretty fast, and they're going kids and. Is it just for kids? What's the
age six beetle? And up? So
age
they're
six
looking
and
for
up,
families, really.
Families, okay. Who want to work together, you know, youth who want to come in and make a creature costume. They're going to have all the materials. They work with foam and paint and things like that. And
so the locations are Easton Area Community Center between. Is it 9:30 and 11 on Saturday the 26th in the morning? And then Eastern Area Neighborhood Center at, I believe, 1 o'clock to 2:30. And that's on Philadelphia Road on the south side of Easton. So this is an opportunity to do a free workshop with four of the members of the Big Nazo Creature Creations troupe. And you will rapidly make a gigantic headpiece mask, mm-hmm. which you can use for your own purposes for Halloween. And if you want, then you can do an additional thing. Join them at the Union Station on South Main Street in Phillipsburg at about 2 o'clock.
On
Sunday the 27th. You'll get into your own headdress and also into their costumes. They'll teach you how to wear their costumes. And then as the Easton Phillipsburg Parade marches past the Union Station, the monsters, whoever you are, will leap out and join right behind the Big Easy Easton Brass and march in the parade
and
into Easton.
And everyone will act scared.
Everyone will be terrified. They'll be surprised that
people
all these monsters
these
have
monsters.
Appeared. Yeah,
they just want to give your tentacles a high five.
The big jiggly monster, yeah.
They love it.
I am just amazed at how many venues are in here. I mean, we have a booklet, a breakdown of all of the activities and all of the places that are taking place, from the Quadrant Bookshop to the Two Rivers Brewing to the Weiss Theater to NCC. All of these things, it's just amazing how much jam-packed activities and events are going on.
You said the venues were really eager to get involved?
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Venues reached out to us. So all of those places there, a few of them I approached and said, would you host this?
Yeah.
And some of them, like the Siegel Museum, I asked, you know, could we have something there? And they said, you can have the entire museum for the whole weekend. So we are running programs in their Schrin Gallery. We're running programs in the Decorative Arts Gallery. We're running programs in the auditorium. And we're using the downstairs as the green room for the authors simultaneously. Okay. They turned the entire museum over to us for 2 days. And they're not charging us.
It's pretty amazing.
And they gave us the Bachman Public House also. Oh, so the Siegel Museum's support is representative, though, because the other participants have done the same sort of thing. The churches, the First Presbyterian Church, Trinity Episcopal, First UCC, and then Connections Gallery has given us, the Grand Estonian gave us their gold room for 2 days. So these venues, they were very interested in participating, and they've been very generous.
And in the spirit of that kind of energy, another thing that's really exciting was the response of the school. We were talking about the opening on Friday, and that one of the things going on, aside from the kind of program I might go to as an adult to hear an author or whatever, is that you'll be sending authors into middle school, younger, high school?
Yeah, Esther K. Smith, the renowned bookmaking artist, is coming with her husband, Dico Faust, a really prominent printmaker. They are bringing a printing press into the Wilson Middle School, and the kids there are going to be going through and printing on this portable printing press. And what's more, that is also going to be a public workshop starting at 11:30 at the Easton Area Community Center. People can go and make their own books with Esther K. Smith and Dico Faust. And then at International Fusionism Museum on North 4th Street in Easton on Sunday afternoon, they'll be there again. But she's going into the school. Susan Holloway Scott is going into the Easton Area High School to talk about her book, The Secret Wife of Aaron Burr. Oh. And Steve Savage is going to be at two elementary schools and the Lehigh Valley Children's Center with My Babysitter is an Alien. And Peter Larangis is going to be in the, is he at Tracy or Palmer? I get them mixed up. All the Easton elementary schools are getting at least one author. Some of them are getting two authors. March School is getting Eric Velasquez and Wade and Cheryl Hudson simultaneously at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And Eric Velasquez has his wonderful, hilarious picture book, Octopus Stew, is going to be done for the public at the Easton Public Market Kids Zone Friday at 5:30. So you can go and see Eric Velasquez read Octopus Stew, and then the big Nazo puppets, which are essentially gigantic cephalopods, are going to lurch in behind him and terrify the children. So there's going to be 10 schools and 3 preschools are going to get free author visits.
And they also Third Street Alliance.
Third Street Alliance, the preschool, that's right. And that is Robin Riding will be there performing Mermaids Fast Asleep.
Yes. Incidentally, Robin Riding is really Rebecca Migdal.
That's a secret, yeah.
That's a secret.
But you both have authored books. Can you share your titles with us? I know Robin's is Mermaids Fast Asleep.
Yeah, Mermaids Fast Asleep is my new book out from Macmillan, mm-hmm. And it's out in stores all across the country. It's been a very exciting thing to be touring with this book. And when I do an event, I have a mermaid puppet. And the children make their own mermaid puppets. And Mermaids Fast Asleep is actually a lullaby. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hear the lullaby, you can actually go to robinriding.com and you can download for free the recording of the song.
Lovely.
And it's a very slow lullaby under the sea, which
I love that.
Makes you go to sleep with the sound of waves and whale song in the background, but it's a very lyrical book, and I sing it to the children, and then they make their own mermaid puppet, and then they dance their puppet with my mermaid marionette, and to the sound of the song once again, and it's just a wonderful event that we've been doing.
Now that program will be Sunday at what time?
Yes,
1 o'clock. At 22 Center Square,
right. So there's in addition to the Third Street Alliance, that will be on
right.
On Sunday at 1.
Right. Yep. So Friday morning for Third Street Alliance kids, and Sunday for the public.
I have to sort of magically go from one event on one side of downtown Easton to the other and appear as Robin Riding.
Yep.
Like I have to turn.
Oh, it's like Superman
away. I'll have to stop in a phone booth.
You're no longer Rebecca. You turn to Robin.
Yes.
But Andy, you are characters every once in a while too, aren't you, with your puppets?
No, well, what we do is we bring in costume characters for all different from all different books. So, for instance, we're going to have Corduroy, Peter Rabbit, and Biscuit. We're bringing in the costumes, which we rent.
Yes.
And then local teens will inhabit, these costumes and go and meet the children. So we've been doing that for 2 years now. Every weekend, we bring in a different character. So a lot of kids now have encountered the Taco Dragon and Elephant and Piggy and this fall, we have the Grinch coming. But during this festival, we will have Corduroy Biscuit and Peter Rabbit, and they will be riding the trolley and stopping at the various barbershops that are part of the Barbershops Books program, which is a remarkable program, putting children's books into the barbershops as like these small libraries. Hmm. So the characters are going to be visiting there. But I don't usually get inside of the costumes. I though we did
you
march.
Have to.
We marched in the Pride Parade.
So you're not the actor type. You're
performer he's
type.
An actor. All right. Andy does the story hours, and yes. Andy is a musician as well as a children's theater actor, and so he performs books for little babies. And he is Andy is a baby whisperer. That's what he is. He can hypnotize your baby.
It's a gift.
We just want to remind people that the festival dates, the Easton Book Festival dates, are Friday, October the 25th from 11 a.m. to midnight, Saturday, October 26th from 9:30 in the morning to 10 p.m. at night, and Sunday, October 27th from 12 to 5.
And again, eastonbookfestival.com. Just to stress that, because I'm telling you, you need to look at this website.
So you can download the full program from the front page of the website. It's now it's very easy to look at the program now.
And it is packed full of fun and events that people won't want to miss, I'm sure.
And a map.
Yeah, this is the first one, but there are plans for future ones.
Well, but it's really, really evil because you can't possibly go to all of them. So you're going to have to go to the ones you want to go to most, and then the next year you can catch the other ones.
Great. Well, the Easton Book Festival, what a wonderful thing that has come into our life and hopefully stays there for a long time. And that's thanks to Andy Lattes and Rebecca Migdahl, creators. Thank you so much, truly, for a dream of mine and many others in the community for a community book festival. Thank you for being our guest.
And good luck this weekend. We'll be there.
Special thanks to Neil Heaver, our technical engineer, for being among the great storytellers of all time.